from York, this is the From the Attic podcast with your host, Brian Watson. It's a podcast from an attic.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be a last.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to listen to Progzilla Radio, the finest in progressive rock music, and much more. They even have chat rooms where people can share information. It can be very persuasive. Progzilla Radio. They also have a license, you know.
It's so dark in here.
Hello indeed, and welcome to From the Attic, a podcast from York with me, Brian Watson, on Progzilla Radio. Recently, I was joined by Gerard Smith and Paco Higdon for some chattage around various American-related music projects, and a very good time was had by all. That's going to form the centerpiece, the backbone, if you will, of the podcast. We're going to play a few tunes from the two of them in solo and, as regards Gerard, band form. All that remains for us then is to get into it, as the young people say, when the Equalizer theme finishes, that is.
Hi, it's the Kraz here. And where the hell am I? Oh, it's From the Attic with Brian Watson on Progzilla Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Attic. I'm joined by not one but two guests, count them, this week. I have the very marvellous Gerard Smith. Hello, Gerard.
Hello.
And the equally marvellous Paco Higdon. Hello, Paco.
Hello.
Hello, are you there?
I'm there.
Very good. I thought I'd lost you for a moment. Yeah, we're ostensibly talking about Gerard's forthcoming new album, aren't we, Gerard? But Before we kick off, how's everything going out your end? You're both in America. Where are you speaking to me from today, Gerard?
Well, I'm in a suburb of Detroit called Warren.
And how's everybody coping at the moment?
Well, my day job is in communications, so it's considered essential. So I'm out of the house almost all week amongst the mostly mask-wearing public, but not always. So there's always, I guess, a possibility of infection with coronavirus.
My heart goes out to you, man. Stay safe. What about you, Paco?
I am in a suburb of Detroit called Royal Oak, which is not very far from Warren. And I am a musician full-time in many different ways, so I am not out of the house very often.
Me neither. It's given me the perfect excuse not to interact with other human beings.
I know, but I wish I could. It's a catch 22.
So I understand you've got a studio over there in Detroit, Paco.
That's correct. I have a studio in Roseville, Michigan. It's called Tuxedo Avenue Recording Studios. It's been under construction for about 3 years. And just when we were ready to do the grand opening, all of this happened.
So, oh no! Have you been doing work remotely then?
There's been a lot of remote work, and Gerard and I will talk about that in a minute. You know, kind of back in March, there's been a lot of pre-production being done over the phone or through video chats, or you name it. And you know, meeting in person when we can, as responsibly as possible, and with as few people in the building. But yeah, it's certainly been more difficult than what you could do before.
I've got to say, the logistics of making an album, especially now, remotely just boggle my mind.
Now, the resources available to us are definitely pretty incredible.
Very good. Yeah. So how does a typical day on album production sort of pan out for you?
Well, yeah, it depends on who I'm working with, but I guess we can use Gerard's album specifically. A big part of it is, you know, he'll usually give me a scratch track of sorts, you know, send me like, here's some guitar parts, here's the order that I need to go in, here's what the vocals are going to be, here's what the lyrics are going to be. And he's been very gracious to kind of just let me work my magic and be like, here's what I want the drums to do, here's what I want the bass to do, tell me what you don't like. And the lucky thing about us is there rarely is anything we don't like, because that's Prague.
And absolutely. There's a new single out, Gerard, isn't there?
Yeah. New Year's Eve came out, so it'll be available on my website, gerardsmith.net. I'm hoping to sell a few downloads so that we can just get the rest of the album out.
And it's Waves of Confusion, it's called, isn't it?
It is indeed. It's a song that it's going to be the oldest song on the album, because it comes from a band I used to be in called Kuru around Detroit from the late 80s, early 90s. And I always liked the song after I wrote it, so I've put it on every album just to see what kind of a different arrangement can result from using the song. There's a version of it on my second solo album called Idols of the King of the Road that's just acoustic guitar and dobro. So it's a pretty versatile song, I guess.
Because it'll be the third solo album that you've released, won't it?
The third? Hopefully it'll be ready to go by April.
And did you have any involvement with those, Paco, or is this your first sort of collaboration with Gerard?
This is indeed our true first collaboration, anyway.
It is indeed.
So how did you two get together creatively then?
Well, there was a show. What was that, Paco? Was that 3 years ago?
Maybe even four.
No, I think it was three, actually, because Third Eye is 3 years old now, so that would have been 3 years ago. The day before Thanksgiving over here, there was a big show that Paco was a part of, and we played with two other bands. And we got talking between sets, oddly enough. I'm sure I was talking about Prague, wasn't I?
hard to say.
And I don't know. I mean, Paco's a likable guy. And we seemed to be agreeable on most musical things, which has translated into what I consider a fantastic working relationship.
Likewise.
So there seems to be quite an active Detroit music scene in like the progressive rock arena.
Surprisingly, it's a lot wider than people would think. There's Bill Grogan's Goat. Paco, I consider to be in that area. My solo stuff. There's a band called the Algebra Mothers from the early 80s that's been reconstituted, that Matthew Parmeter has been playing keyboards in from Discipline.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Oh, I know it. There's Tiles is from...
That's Chris's band, isn't it?
Yes. That's from the southern suburbs of Detroit. There's a band called the Imminent Sonic Destruction that's also here. So that's quite a bit of Prague happening in a Midwestern city, I guess.
It is, and it's nice that the community is so vibrant and that it's got a range of people, because I think one of the things that typifies the community sometimes in this country, at least, is the fact that the core demographic, we're all mid, late 50s, early 60s and beyond. So it's nice when younger bands come along and breathe a bit of a bit of life into the genre.
Yeah, well, and that's another thing. I know that there's a certain way of looking at progressive rock where it's like, you know, well, that's the Canterbury sound because all those bands had a, you know, not, they didn't sound exactly alike, but there was a certain affinity in the way they sounded. Whereas here, I don't know, none of these bands sound anything like any of the other ones, which I think is a pretty exciting thing.
Absolutely. Now, I know on Bill Grogan's Goat, you do all the guitars and banjos and whatnot. Is it the same division of labor on the solo record?
So far, Paco and I have been doing all the guitar. I'll probably put some mandolin in somewhere along the line and maybe some bouzouki, although I'm trying to think of where that might go.
More bouzouki.
Yeah. Generally, our approach to this record is, you know, hey, what instruments are you going to play on this? Yes.
is there just the two of you then, or is anybody else involved in the project?
As far as the writing and composition goes, it's been pretty much just us. We had some session players come in to lay down the drums and bass. Everybody's Justin and Tom did a very good job. Got some other guests that I think Gerard would be better equipped to talk about than I am. But
go on,
I'm all over the world contributing to this one.
Oh, excellent. Tell us a little more, Gerard.
Okay. Well, probably I would consider maybe the centerpiece of the album, Breathe. The drummer is Seaman Sandness from Norway that plays an archetype. And then the bass player was Tim Sizer from District 97.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, neither one of them was in the studio, but their parts sound absolutely fantastic in the early mixes of the song. Who else is on there? Patrick Grant is doing a synthesizer piece for a song called The Storm. Patrick Grant from Tilted Axes fame. And then Alex Kane from Anti-Product and Life, Sex, and Death and Enough's Enough is doing a solo in one of the songs as well.
Excellent. So,
one more. Colleen Shanks, who lives in Ireland now, did an Hill and Pike March in the song that Alex is playing the solo on.
Lovely. I suppose we best play Waves of Confusion now, then.
All righty.
Let's have a listen. Speak to you momentarily.
Slip back on her waves of
Confusion by Gerard Smith. Head over to gerardsmith.net for all your Gerard related needs and grab a copy of the single from the soon to be released third solo album from Gerard, who many of you may know from the wonderfully titled Bill Grogan's Goat. It's up there in the list of band titles, and it's easily findable. There won't be any problems in other bands with the same name, will there, Gerard?
No, but the problem you run into with that is you might find, you know, you might get videos of barbershop quartets song Bill Grogan's Goat. So
not necessarily a bad thing. I'm sure. Barbershop is a much maligned subgenre of prog.
Well, the harmonies are fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, the Goat has been going sort of 13, 14 years, hasn't it? Maybe longer.
Since 2005, yeah.
Wow. I think the first album was released 2007, he says, looking at the press pack on his computer screen. But I know the latest album, Third Eye, has been getting some incredible sort of reviews in the press.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate in that regard.
I mean, it's been reviewed on loads of websites, and Prog Magazine have spoken in glowing terms about it. Did you expect the level of interest that there's been?
Well, I know actually when Second Wind came out, I started thinking who would be really interested in this album, because, you know, Irish Music Magazine probably thinks it's too far out, and a lot of rock magazines might not really care about that thin niche of progressive-oriented Celtic music. And then I started to think that Prague might have some interest in it. So we sent that album to them, and they gave it a favorable review. It wasn't anywhere near the one for Third Eye. That was fantastic. But, you know, I just tried to figure out where do we fit in the world of music journalism, and that's pretty much what I picked, actually, and thank goodness everybody pretty much agreed with it. So,
I mean, for people who aren't familiar with the band, Gerard, how would you describe them in a sentence or two?
Well, it started out what I wouldn't say typical Celtic rock. I mean, we tried to inform songs with more forms of rock than just punk rock or the acoustic version with drums and bass. And then a little more progressive concepts filtered into the second album, Second Wind. And then Third Eye is more of a fully realized idea of what we've been working toward, especially, you know, I guess the version of Newry Highwaymen, which is mostly in seven, except for the little parts that aren't. That might be in three or four, but it's mostly in seven, and that's a funny one. It has a groove to it, so sometimes if you're playing it in a club situation, people try to dance to it. They're always going for that eight, and they never hit it.
Is there anything on the horizon goat-wise?
Well, it looks like we may have a socially distanced tent show to play around St. Patrick's Day. So I think we're finally going to start to rehearse again. Frankly, during this time period, I've just been working with Paco on the solo stuff. And I had the thought the other day that if there had been no pandemic reaction, this probably would have been complete and out in the public already.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. How about you, Paco? What projects have you got lined up for 2021?
Well, that's a darn good question. Well, really, you know, big on the horizon is just once we can open up this world again, I want to get as many projects going as I can, you know, get the studio really up and running. For now, you know, my focus is on Gerard and, you know, anybody I've been working with as of late. And hopefully one day I'll be able to make an album of my own.
And we'll speak again when you're rich beyond dreams of avarice.
Sure would like to. Avarice would be ideal.
How do people get in touch with you, Paco, at the studio? Have you got a website there?
We do have a website. It's tuxedoadstudios.com, and find us on Google. You know, did a pretty good job trying to get ourselves out there, findable in any way that you can.
Excellent. Excellent. And Bill Grogan's Goat are at, strangely enough, billgrogansgoat.com. I think, is that right, Gerard?
It is correct.
I'm going to play. I know we had a very quick chat before the interview kicked off, and I'm particularly fond of, is it the Knock Do Real set?
Yes.
From Third Eye.
Yeah, it starts out with a Scottish tune called Knock Do, which I think means Black Hill, I think, in Scottish Gaelic. And then I'm trying to remember what the other two tunes are. I think pigeon on the gate. And I have to tell you, at this time of the day, I just can't remember the other one.
Fantastic.
It's got a bit of the old psychedelia coming in with in the middle section, so I hope everyone enjoys it.
I think a lot of people from a lot of genres and subgenres will get a lot from it, and sort of Thin Lizzy fans and prog fans and folk fans, and you're covering a lot of bases, I think.
Oh, well, thanks.
So we'll play Knock Do Real Set, and we'll speak momentarily. We'll be right back.
ding dong.
Preserving vinyl one segue at a time. That's what I do on the Krasloff Vinyl Show. I'm Alan Kraslow, and I invite you to join me every Sunday evening for a segue circus of freeform vinyl on Progzilla Radio. It's live on Sunday evenings at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and midnight in the UK, with replays on Thursdays and Saturdays. Every week I play an album side on Slide Into a Side, and also put together a unique themed six-pack. Everything from prog to jazz and classic rock comes alive on the Krasloff Vinyl Show on Progzilla Radio.
You're listening to the From the Attic podcast, brought to you by Progzilla Radio and Dead Bob Productions.
Hey. Welcome back. That was Knock Do Real Set by Bill Grogan's Goat. I'm still chatting to Paco Higdon and Gerard Smith on the From the Attic podcast. We'll take this opportunity, chaps, to wind things up, I think.
Okay. I just had a couple more thoughts that I hope you don't mind me throwing in.
No. Fire away, sir.
One lucky addition, I think, to the Detroit prog community was Gregory Kirby, who was the prime member of the Luck of Eden Hall, and now he does Custard Flux. He also moved from Chicago to Detroit a couple years ago. He's going to be doing, I think, some harmonium on one of the songs on the upcoming album and doing the cover. And also, Brian, have I sent you a download of the album Poxman of the Horse Lips?
I don't think so. I'm notoriously slack when it comes to keeping on top of emails. I think it comes from a career of having thousands of them, and when you're retired, you don't want to be deluged by the damn things. But no, I don't think so. So same address as before, and I'll keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, I'll do that, because that was a project tribute album, The Horse Lips, that both Bill Grogan's Goat did a version of Jared Doom, and then I did a solo version of Ferdia's song on there, which you might find interesting.
Excellent, yes, because we have the monthly American prog show that Mike and I do, as you know, and right. I've got the more eclectic weekly, not the American prog show, so there's always a home on American prog for happening new tunes, I believe, as the youngsters say. Paco, is that still a thing? Happening new tunes?
Happening, yeah. Tubular, you know, it's all part of the vernacular.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As the father of a 13-year-old and a 17-year-old, I spend most of my life only sort of understanding about one in seven words that they say. So, gentlemen, we'll wind things up. It's been lovely having you, so to speak, in my attic. I did want to point out that one of the song titles on Third Eye, Gerard, The Devil's Trumpet, that sounds like the kind of thing that Blackadder would call somebody's penis.
Well, exactly.
it's been in the forefront of my mind. I've been wanting to say it for ages. I watched the Blackadder Christmas special the other day. the devil's trumpet.
It's actually in reference to the Highland Pipes, so there you go.
And what are the Highland Pipes a reference to?
That's my impression of bagpipes.
that's pretty much a disco bagpipe song, so.
Disco bagpipes, what's not to like, ladies and gentlemen? BillGrogansGoat.com for all your goat-related needs. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Paco.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you, Gerard. Thank you to for popping into my attic. Hope you've enjoyed yourself.
Well, thanks for having us.
You're more than welcome. You can come again when the album's been released, then you'll have to pop back into the attic.
Happy to.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. But for now, everybody go buy Waves of Confusion, the single from GerardSmith.net, and help him buy food for his 15 children.
Actually, my child is a beagle, so there you go.
Yeah.
But he's always hungry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was cat sitting before the interview, and those two hunt in packs and follow you with malice aforethought. thank you gentlemen, thank you for listening to this edition of From the Attic podcast. Stay safe, look after one another, wash your hands, love you. That's it for another From the Attic. Hope you've enjoyed it. We were joined by Gerard Smith and Paco Higdon. We're going to play something from Paco to close out the show. From his Bandcamp page, go over there now and check out Weird Times Brackets Live in Quarantine, which we're going to play out with momentarily. Gerard's told me I can tell you what the album's going to be called. Should be out early in 2021. Keep checking his social medias, his website, etc. It's going to be called Lullabies in an Ancient Tongue. Very exciting. Hope you enjoyed the single that we played from it, Waves of Confusion. We also heard from Bill Grogan's Goat and Knock Do Real Set from their last album, Third Eye, available wherever records are sold, streamed, downloaded, etc. Once again, thank you for popping into my attic and listening to this little podcast. Hope you're all doing well, keeping safe. I'll see you all soon.
What do you want?
Look after yourself.
Information.
Wash your hands. Keep your distance. Wear a mask. Ta-ta. Love ya.
Information. 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 You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Been alone with my thoughts for a little bit longer than I get to admit, but I swear to commit myself to the pursuit of learning the truth, cause I need a little proof of how to improve a state of emergency. There's too many bees buzzing in the hive, mind you might find it doesn't even have a queen. But never mind entomology, cause etymology is my theology. Word is born literally. There's no I in scene, but there's an I in conspiracy, not to mention cons and piracy. See, pretty sure we agree we've been stolen from and lied to, but by whom and how do you choose whose side you take? Digging through the hoopla, should I listen to the news? Nah, look at other points of views, I'm beginning to get confused. There ought to be a better way to see eye to eye for a change. Skip a couple chapters, getting on the same page. So think alike, great minds fool seldom differ in these weird times.
Weird times.
Oh, right now, where do we even start? From the very beginning, the part when the world started spinning. Please, I got more time than I know what to do with. But truth is, even I don't have that kind of patience. stations. I'm way more complacent, placing the proper cadences. I'm wave after wave of taking to my own creation. So my dedication to my education's an exaggeration. Am I lazy or just going crazy now? Well, let's break it down. I gotta practice what I preach a little more in order to teach a little lesson on how you should lead a little. But it just hasn't been a priority, so I don't deserve any authority if I'm no better than the majority, don't you think?
Been affected by any of the issues raised in tonight's program, you can call the number at the bottom of your screen.
Hello?
Hello, is this number to phone if I've been affected by any of the issues in tonight's...
Yes, it is.
Right. Well, I've been affected by some of the issues in tonight's program.
Oh, sorry to hear that, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye for now.
All right, bye.
You have failed me for the last time.
Please, I can keep failing you.